These comments by Deshaun Watson have garnered a lot of interest from the Browns media. And here's Deshaun talking about if he's doing anything differently this year to get ready for the football season, especially coming off the injury in the last 2 years.
Biggest thing, you're trying to, you know, get people to like you or improve, but now it's like, you know, at the end of the day, it's 2 years in, and if you don't, you know, like me or you have your own opinions, then forget it. It is what it is, you know. So I think blocking out all the noise and focusing on me and focusing on what I need to do to be the best Deshaun Watson I can be for myself, my family, and my teammates.
So between that, he said blocking out the BS. Later in the interview, he also said he could give two bleeps about what anybody says about him. And I really do understand this. But while we had talked about this on Friday, within the last 24 hours, Jason Lloyd has also written an article about Deshaun's approach to speaking on things like this. And basically, that Deshaun really doesn't have any room to talk about blocking all the nonsense because it was a self-made situation, and that there are reasons why Browns fans don't maybe have that connection, or that Browns media might still be skeptical that Deshaun is going to work out. And I think the reality is it's been really tough to be what I feel like I've been on Deshaun since day one. I've tried to be Switzerland. I do not condone nor value or respect any of the things that Deshaun was accused of, suspended for, and sued for by over 20 women. Those accusations, and it's not like, I'll be honest with you, I get sick to my stomach every time somebody has to relate to it. Well, I have a mother and I have daughters. I'm a human being. And I do not care to see those accusations, especially when it's to somebody who's afforded a very special amount of stature and honestly power within any community that they play in. But I have tried to walk the line of, I don't know what happened. I know why the Browns traded for Deshaun. I know what everybody thought of Deshaun before these allegations, the lawsuits, the suspension, all that. I know what came before. But it's not just been the off-the-field stuff. It's been Deshaun not playing well the final six games of 2 years ago, and Deshaun playing reasonably well last year, but maybe not good enough, and certainly not being healthy last year. But this whole thing was going to be tricky with Deshaun, and it's only been made trickier. If you draft a guy, and I this is where, you know, everybody likes to compare what Ben Roethlisberger went to in Pittsburgh with what Deshaun's went through. The difference is, while Ben had multiple allegations and multiple court scenes where he was sued and tried for sexual assault, the truth is Pittsburgh had already drafted and seen Ben play. That matters. Like, if these things come out when Deshaun's in Houston and Deshaun had been a franchise quarterback, you already feel biased towards that player because you've seen the good in Deshaun, meaning like the good charitable stuff that they saw in Houston, the reason why everybody was so dismayed when Deshaun asked for a trade in the first place. And you also saw him play like a Pro Bowl quarterback for multiple seasons, really since he got to the NFL. All we have are what we've heard of Deshaun, and let's be honest, not every single one of us didn't watch every single snap in Houston. I feel like because Deshaun had Houston on the map in a way the Texans probably hadn't previously been, even though they'd won a bunch of games with Matt Schaub previously, I mean, I watched a fair amount of Deshaun. I didn't watch every single throw. Very few of us did. But so we know of Deshaun on the field in kind of a, we know in theory with Deshaun. And off the field, if you followed Deshaun since Clemson like I did, having worked in Charlotte for 4 years, and how everybody talks about Deshaun even now to this day, how everybody talks, okay, I can understand in theory how people used to think of Deshaun. So I agree with Jason. It is rich that Deshaun Watson should have any commentary on how he feels about how people have taken his legacy over the last few years. At the same point, we actually heard Deshaun talk about it. I don't think Deshaun editorialized any blame. I don't think Deshaun escaped blame. Yeah, he could have maybe taken more of accountability for his role in why his reputation has gone from beyond reproach early in his Houston days to now really just not being where he wants it or where I think Browns fans, most Browns fans would feel comfortable. So I'd also say, though, like, this is where I think we, I understand what Jason was saying in this article. And I think there's a fair amount of people that agree that Deshaun has never fully taken accountability for what got him into trouble with the NFL in the first place. And that Deshaun has not fulfilled his promise of being a quarterback worthy of getting paid $230 million. But it was always going to be like that. It was always going to be awkward. It was always going to be you and me parsing our words, trying to figure out how to talk about Deshaun Watson until he played good football. The sad reality is Deshaun Watson mishandled the PR side of things when he came here. And probably because he was listening to people who didn't, who had their own best interests and maybe didn't know their head from their ass when it came to handling a massive situation like this. For instance, usually when you go through these big boo-boos publicly, you hire a PR firm to help you save your image and rehab your image. Deshaun didn't do that. Usually, one way, and we saw this with Michael Vick, we saw this with several other people accused of Ray Rice coming off the domestic violence video that ultimately ended his career. Chris Culliver, the cornerback that was caught on tape using multiple slurs against the LGBTQ community. We saw him do this within the when you are accused of something, you basically, one PR technique is you can go out and you can actually become a face of that. And you can become involved in domestic violence, sexual assault. As with Chris Culver, you can go into and actually meet with members of the LGBT community. With Michael Vick, it was a lot of work he did with the charitable fronts on for animals, specifically dogs. There is a path there that you can rehab your image. Not entirely. There's always people that are going to make Michael Vick dog jokes. Deshaun didn't do that.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That. And Deshaun, to my knowledge, to my remembrance, spoke and said sorry once. And it was kind of a generic preseason. It was a generic apology done in preseason. At the same point, if Deshaun had played good football the last 2 years, this wouldn't be a story. Deshaun Watson saying, I'm going to block out the BS, when it's very apparent the BS is still bugging him. If Deshaun had played like, even if he only plays 11 games, if Deshaun Watson had played like Deshaun Watson in Houston, we'd only be talking about the injury and we wouldn't be talking about, and he wouldn't have to talk about blocking out the BS. So I actually, as still trying to be Switzerland on the Deshaun Watson thing, I get that Deshaun might be frustrated with the perception of him and the media coverage of him. At the same point, you are responsible for how people perceive you. You are responsible with your actions and how you speak about things for how people perceive you specifically coming off the allegations and the suspension. At the same point, I don't think we've all been unbiased on Deshaun Watson. I feel like I have tried to separate any feelings I have with giving Deshaun ample opportunities to speak something that sounds like the truth. I don't know he's done it. I think he should do it more. When I heard that I got to block out the BS thing, I asked, okay. Doesn't matter that the BS is self-created. Yeah, I guess after 2 years of this, I'd probably be pretty frustrated too. That's a human response. But the human response is between Deshaun and the audience, or you and me and Deshaun, they've been few and far between. And I also think it's wildly human that after 2 years of bad football or bad, you know, injuries from Deshaun, that there are people in town that are sick of the narratives and just are looking for something more than what they've gotten for Deshaun. And what they've gotten is 11 games. What they've gotten is a pretty significant injury. And what they've gotten is not nearly enough honest human moments from Deshaun that 2 years in could make us all feel like we know Deshaun or that that's our quarterback. The closest I got was the Baltimore game. That Baltimore game, 14 of 14, we came in the next day, and I remember saying, it's the first time, because he battled. You could tell he was battling in that game. He played like crap in the first half. He figured out in the second half, and they won that game. And it was like, you beat Baltimore on the road. This was your moment. 24 hours later, he was out for the season. That's as close as it's come to feeling like Deshaun is anywhere near being, quote, unquote, my quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. But it all comes back to, this was always going to be the case. People were going to have mixed feelings on Deshaun for every single reason. Now it's not just about what he was accused of, suspended for, and everything else. Now it is, he also hasn't played good enough football the last 2 years, and he hasn't been healthy either. This was always going to be the case, and why a lot of people are putting a premature deadline on this year as a put-up or shut-up year, even though we all know this thing's going to go until Deshaun plays really well or until this contract runs out. 216-474-0092. So I did want to ask, because I'm ambivalent. I want Deshaun to play well because he is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and that means good things for you, me, and every other Browns fans. I still don't feel like Deshaun speaks to me as a Browns fan, though. Does it feel like Deshaun is your Browns quarterback yet? And I want to get further into this, including how all of this impacts our expectations.